Well, Father, we have been obedient according to your word. And although people want to question sometimes the word of God, we know to be obedient is more important than anything else we can do. It is not by opportunity, but it's by and through obedience that we teach God's word. This morning, we will continue with our third service of premarital counseling and reading scriptures that we've been doing for the last several weeks. We are preparing ourselves to be totally aware of not only spiritual, but also in knowledge, so that we can teach God's word wherever we are at. The most important thing that is to all men and women and children is the unity of the family. And Father, in that unity of the family, we dedicate ourselves in this service this day. Father, as we come to a closure in the next several days of our fasting that we've been on for 30 days and our supplication and our prayers, as we bow and give you honor, Father, we say in your name and glory, amen, amen. I give glory, Father. You know, we noticed as we first opened our service today and our teaching today that we had a palm tree, Father, and the palm tree had a total of 9 palms, Father, and you had me cut 6. You know, I didn't realize this, Father, that there were 9, nor did I realize that I had cut 6 until you had completed the work within me, Father. And you had removed from me, Father, all of these things that are to be removed, and you had cut them out. Father, you have left 3 palms on the tree, with a 4th one starting, the new beginning, Father. The new beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read earlier from the book of Romans, talking about how Jesus is the new beginning, Father. And one of the things that we have to realize in the new beginning, Father, that all things are of the past, and what we have now is the movement of going to where you want us to go, Father. In his name, I give glory, the Apostle Charles Frederick, as we talk and give deliverance to our Lord, who is compassionate and loving above all.